right? Well, the first thing you need to do is pull over and open up the doors and tell him police will be called if he doesn't board the bus because there's no drinking on the bus.
I've done that, and he looks at me and says, you're talking to yourself.
How many passengers do you have on the bus?
Four with him.
All right. Let's have you continue in service. We'll have a supervisor meet you when you get down to Burnside and 5th.
Tell the supervisor not even to waste his time because he'll probably be off by then. Thank you, miss.
2074, I'm going to have a supervisor meet you there. If that person gets off the bus, then I need you to send me a request to talk and let me know that that person has gotten off the bus. I don't want to just assume they're off the bus.
And there's no way we can take care of it earlier, correct?
We don't have supervisors out in the area you're at right now. So unless you want to pull over and then tell that person that you're not moving the bus until they get off of the bus, then it would be better to handle it downtown. My other option is to call police. We have some protests out tonight, so I don't know what the ETA is of the police. If he's not bothering anybody, if he's not threatening you or threatening other passengers, then it is best that we have it done downtown where we have a supervisor readily available to get that person off the bus rather than holding up the other four people that are on your bus where they're trying to get where they need to go.
Exactly. Have a good night.
You too, 2338. 2074. Alrighty, and did he leave any vial on the bus?
I have no idea. I haven't gone and checked.
When you get a chance, can you check, please? 2074, did you copy that?
Yeah, when I get a chance, I'll check for you.
2343. Alright, copy. Thank you. 2345.